Okay. All right, let's see here. I'm going to call this meeting to order at 5:31. How's everybody doing tonight?
Great.
Thanks for coming. We've got a great crowd tonight. It's awesome. As always, our meeting, we don't have a person that takes minutes, so our meeting minutes are available on our website. You can always preview them there, review them there if you want to for any reason. But they're recorded, so there's nothing really to review. So we have a couple of new members here tonight. AJ Manufacturing, you guys are already members, but what we're going to do is I'm going to ask everybody to stand up, and we're going to do the Code of Ethics.
Oh, okay. It's on the agenda.
Just got to get there. Hold on one second.
Want me to time you, Dan?
What's that?
Want me to time you?
Sure. I will be fair and honest. Fair, honest, impartial, respectful, and professional, and act in good faith in all of my business relationships with my clients, trade partners, suppliers, the public, and other members of this association. I will.
I will
provide my services and or products as I have advertised or presented them for the prices that I have quoted. I will. I will establish goodwill and trust among members and referrals I receive from this association. I will. I will follow up with the referrals I receive from other members and through this association in general. I will. I will maintain a positive and supportive attitude with this association and its members. I will. I will uphold the ethical standards of my profession. I will. Thank you. Okay, back to the agenda. Okay, and I already asked, everybody has signed in? All members have put their card in the box? Okay, good. Then we're going to start the 45-second business pitches, and we'll start right here in the front.
Hold on, let me pull that up.
You're going to get the timer going?
Whole technical thing.
Yeah. So it could, anything. You could tell us what your business is about. You could need a new employee. You could need help with something. Whatever you want to spend your 45 seconds talking about.
I'm Diane Patterson, Patterson Insurance Services. Here with my husband, Alan, and my daughter, Amy. Family business. We do individual health insurance on the exchange, Medicare insurance. That's pretty much it. We're getting super busy over the moment it starts.
Oh, my God.
All right. No?
They're together.
No.
Yeah, they're a team.
Maria.
Hi, everyone. I'm Maria Thomas. Normally, I think you guys see David Dalby. He's the assistant manager at the Thompson Bank hometown. But I have another meeting that's this night, so that's why David usually comes. But I was free tonight, so I came. So I work at the bank hometown in Thompson. I've been there. I just celebrated 10 years, so I've been there for 10 years. Thank you. And we are doing a customer appreciation week next week, so if you're around, feel free to stop in. I'm probably over time.
No, you.
Okay.
9 seconds.
The bell.
Really great CD special that's paying 5.12 annual percent energy yield, so that's kind of our big
deal. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What's the minimum deposit?
$1,000.
Tira.
Tira Penn, Director of Planning and Development, Town of Thompson. Not here as a member of the association, strictly speaking, but here to be liaison to the town for you guys, answer whatever questions you have. I'll be talking about the 65 Main project in the time slot they give me on the agenda. And that's it. Just here for you.
Awesome. Sarah? I don't know. Because I'm like a typewriter.
Sarah King, Flawless Cleaning and Painting Services. We clean and paint everything. Special for the month of October, if you're looking to have your room painted, we are running a promotion that we're throwing in a ceiling. We're paying for the paint and the labor to paint your ceiling with a room that we're painting, up to 500 square feet. So if you guys need your room painted, the room, bedroom, whatever, give me a shout and we'll run that special with you guys. We'd
did our first one yesterday, actually.
Hey, okay, that's awesome.
Sure, go ahead.
Boy.
Hi, Bob.
Bob Hughes and Victoria Julie Hughes of Primera Financial Services. We do full financial planning, and we'll and plus the products and services behind that, they'll help you become financially independent and out of debt. And oh, and this one thing?
Properly protected.
Properly protected, yes. We don't charge for what we do. So.
Good job.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Celeste?
I'm Celeste Nelson from Girardi Insurance Services. I do everything from claims to connect you with the correct sales associate that you need to write your insurance policies. I wanted to share a little bit of information with you tonight. As of October 1st, the state of Connecticut has put in two new laws. Number one law is if you have a dead, decaying, or destructive tree, something's falling off of it, something's happening to it, on your property, and you've been notified by your neighbor by certified mail, your neighbor also has the right now to have an arborist look at your tree, and if they've deemed that the tree needs to come down, they'll notify you. If you do not do anything with said tree and it falls on their property, their home, anything, you are now held liable for that damage that happens with that tree. That law just came into effect October 1st. It used to be you could notify them, and maybe their insurance company might do something, but it was where the tree fell that's where the claim went in. The next law that just came into effect, I'm going to do this real quick because Chris, usually I run out of time, or he runs out of time, is there's going to be new lights and new cameras put up on a lot of the intersections in the state of Connecticut. There will be two signs at the intersections notifying you that cameras have been put into place and they are watching for red light runs, speeding, and you will receive tickets in the mail.
Oh boy. Wow.
So that is, but they have to have two signs at that intersection to notify you that. So we haven't seen them in this area yet, but I know that on Kennedy Drive they've been doing a lot of work at that intersection, so I wouldn't be surprised if one's going up real soon. So a lot of those things are happening now.
They have one off of 38
right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep. It's fun to get a ticket in the mail, and it's not your face.
She's not promoting.
Well, that's the hard part.
No? All right. We're moving on to the next person. You're up, Matt.
I know. See? He's a typewriter.
Little one, Matt Carroll, the Vinyl Underground Sign Shop. Basically, the one-stop shop for all your signage and clothing needs. Yes? Don't have, really have an ask or anything. Well, actually, no, this is an ask. So I'm sure this happens majority too. When it comes to doing logos and such, but if you already have one designed, the greatest thing you can do is actually have the original file for that logo. The toughest thing as a designer, like I had two head shaking me, the toughest thing as a designer is for you to say, excuse me, do you have your logo? And they give you their business card, say, this is the only version of the logo I have. Well, at some point, somewhere, someone has designed that logo for you, or you did it yourself online. So somewhere there is an original file format for that. It is not impossible, but it's kind of impossible sometimes to be able to blow up your logo from this to this.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless you want to pay to have it redesigned by a professional such as myself, Jody. So please, when you go into these situations, please be prepared to have your logo in a format that is easily used by the person you're working with. Thank you.
Sorry.
Sir, I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Okay, I'm with Revolution Mortgage out of Davis.
Oh, hi, Pete. Yeah, nice to meet you.
You guys are squaring over the way for me. We changed companies, and then in the meantime, I got lost. So anyway,
that's okay. Yeah. I'm glad you're here.
We have a lot of new product out. And also, next year, they're forecasting as much as 40% of all mortgages are going to be new construction loans. So keep that in mind. There's any builders. We have some fantastic products. I have stuff. Not only can you buy the land, but you can also build a house and everything all wrapped into one loan, one set of closing costs.
Cool.
As little as 5%. I actually have a program that's 0%, 100% financing, no down payment. Mm-hmm. You can buy the land and build a house. So we have some fantastic programs. If anybody's out there who wants to build a mortgage,
Awesome. AJ, sorry, I don't know you. I forget your name. Jim.
I guess I'm it. Jim and Pam Bellavance.
Okay.
Hi. I've been AJ Manufacturing for 28 years. We're located right in Thompson. We manufacture fluff kitchen pads, wood stoves, pellet stoves, gas appliances. We make fire pit covers. We do all kinds of custom metal fabrication. We're getting ready to launch a new product line, and Jody's been involved in it, Matt's been involved in it, and I'm interested in hearing anybody that we want to do some YouTube ads. This is something completely out of our realm of whatever, but if anybody's got suggestions on YouTube things and whatnot.
Allie.
Perfect.
So that's what we do.
Awesome.
Cool. Very cool.
All over the country.
And visit Jim's website at ajhearthoriginals.com.
AJ who?
ajhearthoriginals.com.
Heather?
Hi, I'm Heather Connors, a marketing specialist for Day Kimmel Healthcare. Most of you probably know what we are. We're a hospital healthcare system, so I'm going to take my time tonight to talk about an upcoming event we have right here in Thompson. It's on November 11th, Saturday. Raising money for our hospice and palliative care. It's a Dueling Pianos event. We have the Dueling Pianos team that works at Foxwoods coming. It's a really very, very, very fun event. So I put some flyers up there. There's opportunity for you to attend, sponsor. It's really great cause and a really fun night. So we'd love to have you.
So, Heather, I just wanted to say, the Facebook page is open for you to just post on.
Okay.
As long as you put, you can't just put the flyer itself. You have to put at least 10 characters to go with it, and then it'll get approved. And on the website, there's a member submission tab where you can drop that PDF in, and usually within minutes, it's on our website. So, Chris.
My name's Chris. I own the bait shop in town, Redbeard Bait & More. Pretty much last bait shop in the Tri-State area. I also run a small welding and fabricating shop at my house, so if anybody needs anything, like railings, chairs, anything pretty much.
Fire pits.
Bells.
A bell. Functions made out of propane tanks.
Snowmen.
Snow people. I'm getting into it though. So, taking courses to get into blacksmithing and stuff like that. So, opportunities are always open for me. Other than that, that's pretty much it.
Nice.
Nothing crazy going on.
That's fun.
Cool. Allie?
I'm Allie with Allie Mack and Adichie Adi Consulting. I'm your one-stop shop for all your marketing needs. If you need content written for you, advertisements, or social media management, give me a ring. We can talk and I can get you all set up. And additionally, if you'd like to learn how to do it so you can sustain it yourself, I am open to showing you how to do it, teaching you how to do it, and so you always are empowered to have control over your own medias. What I see often is people will get involved with marketers or marketing agencies, and that person retains control of your page, your ads, everything with your name on it, and then when you separate ways, you have nothing, and you start over. I do not need you in that position, so when you come to me, I empower you, I strengthen your presence, and I also give you the knowledge to do it.
Very cool.
Jody?
All right, okay. Hi, everybody. So I have two seats here, so I'm going to do two quick commercials. My first one is I own Your Page Today, LLC. A custom website design and development company. Been in business for 22 years. So I custom design websites, develop websites, optimize them for Google search, and provide ongoing support and maintenance. A great referral for me right now would be if you know anyone who has a really old or outdated website, you know, with a really old content management system on really old technology, and they really want to revamp it, bring it into the 21st century, have them give me a call. Yourpagetoday.com. We're always on the same page. That's how. My next one is, hi, I'm Jody Erickson, and I'm a performer with Reptile Shows of New England, a family business going strong for more than a decade. Fun fact, snakes and the word cute can actually belong in the same exact sentence. They really can.
Yes, they can.
if you've ever seen a hognose snake, and they're actually from around here, a hognose snake is a really cute, tiny little pushed-up nose that looks like a hog, and hognose snakes are awesome because they're amazing performers, just like when I'm on stage with a big 50-pound boa constrictor. Actually, they're really cool because they play possum when they get scared or feel threatened. They'll actually roll over, play dead, stick out their tongue. They're absolutely amazing creatures. And yes, snakes can be cute. If you want to learn more, visit or book a show at reptileshowsofnewengland.com. It's cold-blooded, catch it, and see.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, why did I just skip you?
Because I don't know.
Okay, my name is Sandy. I'm the treasurer, and I own Carrigan Tax Service. And for probably the last 2 weeks straight, I've been working probably 16 hours a day because extensions are due on Monday. So today I told my team I'd much rather eat worms than talk about taxes, so I'm going to pass this on to Brian.
We have a bait shop in here.
I know, Chris.
Yeah, we have bait, we have snakes. We get.
You, I could eat whatever I wanted instead of talking about taxes.
I'm Brian Yacino. I'm the membership person, also chair of Economic Development Commission. I have a couple of businesses. Don't do either one of them, because I am too busy doing things that don't pay me. So, Dan?
All right.
I'm Dan Bennett. I'm the owner of DBC Solutions, where we transform the space you live in to a place you'll love to be in. And today, I need help. I am looking for a carpenter. I'm looking for really somebody that is looking to build their career, and you know, a younger person that wants to, that has, they need to have some experience, preferably like trade school graduate or something like that. But yeah, that's where we're at right now. We need help. So, that's about it. Thank you. And then I'm just going to stay up here because now we're going to do our networking presentation, which is me tonight. And no projector or nothing. I'm just going to talk. So,
okay.
We all come here basically for referrals, really, right? We look for to, you know, get work, get business from other members and stuff like that. But there's a lot of other advantages of being a member of a networking group or a business networking group of any type. So I just want to talk about some of them. One of them is shared knowledge, polling the audience, you know, being able to talk to other business owners, tell them about problems that you might be facing. Guaranteed somebody's already crossed that bridge before and they're more than willing to help you. So we are actually in the process. I just talked to Allie about this for the first time this morning briefly. We're going to set up a new Facebook page, a separate Facebook page that's going to be private for members only. And we're considering opening it up to the other business associations in the area. We haven't finalized that yet. But this will be like a safe space where you can come and ask those questions. Type it in, say, you know, this is what I'm dealing with right now. Who else has dealt with this before? I happen to be part of a Facebook community like that, a coaching group specifically for contractors. And it's amazing. Like the help that you can get there is really amazing. So, I think that's going to help us all here a lot. Just increased visibility. I mean, that goes along with the networking or with the referrals, I guess. But you know, being here and then eventually maybe being on leadership, because that even increases your visibility more. Hint. increased. Just kidding. For now. increased business confidence. Coming here, talking to people, meeting people builds confidence. You know, I know when I first joined B&I 5 years ago, I had no idea. Like I didn't even know they were going to ask me to talk. And when they did, I was like stumbling over myself. I didn't know what to say. And that's changed a lot in the last 5 years. So that's a big advantage of coming to groups like these and getting to know people. More resources, trusted vendors and partners. That's another thing that the Facebook group will help with. Collaboration opportunities, businesses getting together and collaborating on projects. Support system, again, back to the Facebook page. That's a lot of where this is all. I mean, I keep saying the Facebook page because that's just going to be a great resource for us to go to get that help. But ultimately, I'm, you know, being a member of the association is coming here and asking for that stuff. Skill development, and we're going to talk about this, and Tira's going to talk about this a little bit more too, but exposure to seminars, workshops, training, and like I said, there's a whole thing that we're going to talk about the small business development center that we're working on here in town, and we're going to ask for some input on, you know, what kind of workshops and seminars and stuff like that that would be a help to you guys. Increased credibility, you know, being part of a organization like this builds credibility. If somebody looks you up and finds you in a group of all these other businesses, and that's why we implemented the code of ethics, because previously we didn't have that, and it's nothing super formal, but it just gives everybody an idea that we give a shit about who's here and that we don't just accept any businesses, and we make sure that they're credible and that you know they're good community members and stuff like that. Cost-effective advertising. We already do that in the forms of like our mixers. You know, you can choose to host a mixer, and then you get a bunch of people to come to your place or an establishment that you use to host it, whatever. But you get a lot more exposure for your business by doing that. And then the other ones that we're working on is billboards and radio advertising. And because we can come together as a group, we can reduce the cost for everybody over that. So I don't have any more information about either one of those at this point, but they're both, I'm actively working on both of those opportunities for us. And it's social benefits, hanging out with a group of other like-minded people that will, you know, being around the right people and stuff like that. So. And speaking of that, we all typically leave at the end of the meeting. We all pick a restaurant here in town, and a group of us go there and hang out and have some food, support the restaurant, and be social. So if anybody's interested in that, and I think that's about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you. All right, Jody, you're up.
So my report isn't much different than the last report. I'm always consistently adding members and meeting minutes and email archives, events, business for a month. All that stuff is being added to the website and Facebook regularly. I've updated the TBA page, the join page or visit page, with some new perks for joining. Those new perks are the new member spotlight, which we have on Facebook and we have on the homepage of the website now. So that's
and new. The truck, the back of the truck.
Yep, and the Weekend Warrior food truck. So your business will be advertised on the food truck for the month, which is awesome. So there's a lot of new exposure and a lot of new really awesome perks and benefits to joining.
How do you get in the business spotlight?
By becoming a new member, then you're automatically featured as a new business spotlight.
Oh, the new business spotlight.
New business. So, new member of TBA, you're in the spotlight automatically.
Oh, cool.
But you also have an opportunity to win the featured business of the month spotlight. When you come to a meeting and you drop your business card, then you have an opportunity to win that as well with the drawing. So there's just a lot of new great perks to join. Mm-hmm. And I always say, all new members, email me directly if you need anything updated or changed on your business listing on the website, because I'm in charge of that. So. Let's see, website search visibility. So in the past 28 days, we had 1.68 thousand impressions, website views, and over 90 click-throughs, and that's up from last month. So every month I'm seeing some consistency in our visits and click-throughs and visibility going up. So, and I have our top queries right here. Thompson Business Association is always number one. Thompson Fair came in second. Thompson Days 2023. Does anybody know what Thompson Days is?
I think it's probably
Fair.
Community Day. It's like probably Community Day. They just okay. They probably didn't know what it was called.
Local events in
okay.
Thompson.
Yeah.
Okay. So a lot
I
of
figured Days was like events, like local events. Okay.
It's usually sometimes people start typing in like what's going on today in my area. It'll actually prompt you and then Google to click your area and just the word day. It'll actually pop it up as a suggestion.
That's cool. That's awesome. And then, of course, coming in fourth is Hometown Bank, Thompson, Connecticut. and then Thompson Local Business Directory, we're coming in for that. Business Insurance, Thompson, Connecticut, we're coming in for that, too. So, guys, what's going on is
What this means is when someone types in these search keywords into Google, they're seeing thompsonbusinessassociation.com and they're clicking through to it and landing on our website. So these are actual results that are landing them on our page. Whether they're on landing on the homepage or they're landing within a member directory on a member listing, it's actually working for us. So yeah, we're gaining some visibility and some traction, and keep up the good work and we're going to reach 100, guys. I know we are.
Oh yeah, easy.
Nice. Thanks, Jody. Okay, Brian, you're up.
Okay, my focus on this, of course, is membership, but I'm doing the things that are not essentially Facebook related. I do things like see people in person.
So old-fashioned.
And an application to the TBA. Some of the things. I look at everything that we do from an EDC standpoint too, Economic Development Commission, trying to get Thompson seen, trying to get our businesses seen, trying to be, you know, a presence in this corner of the world. So one of the things I did, being on the Community Day little planning group, is suggested, I know a snake person. And they got all excited, and Jody got a gig out of it with her Snakes Are Us. And she was happy, and they were happy.
It was fun. It was such a good time.
And they want her back next year. So that's a simple word-of-mouth thing to promote a business. Another thing we did, we used to do a pizza contest in town years ago, and I suggested bringing that back, and of course, when you suggest it, you get stuck with it. So that's how the TBA ended up doing the pizza contest. And we invited all of the restaurants in town. We ended up with 5 saying yes, 4 were TBA members, and the 5th promised to be a member and hasn't yet. Hasn't yet.
Oh, are you yelling at
the camera? Yeah, I'm yelling at the camera.
Oh,
not you.
No, not you.
Just go under this chair and hide.
Not you.
Allie's you just happen to be next.
Yeah.
So, taking your picture.
Allie's a good one. But it not only promotes our TBA businesses, but it promotes Thompson restaurants. People come from Dudley, Webster, Woodstock, Putnam. We're doing more and more at our Community Day to get the surrounding people in. We have the classic car cruise. We have music. We have snakes. You know, the pizza contest, and Weekend Warrior gave away free ice cream, and there's a bigger picture here than just TBA, but TBA is an important part of it. Anybody wanted to set up this year could set up. We tried to be all in close proximity to each other. You could cover for your booth if you wanted to walk around, that kind of stuff. One other thing. We did raise money from the pizza. This was a best pizza contest, not a pizza eating contest.
But that's in the future.
Well, people didn't know. They said, oh, what is, you know, how much can I eat?
No.
That might be, that could be something for later, but that wasn't it. So we did raise some money, and we're actually going to have Sandy write a $200 check, and we all talked. We're going to give it to Thompson Rec, to Amanda, for the some program with the seniors. They do a lot with the seniors and have a very small budget.
Very low. No.
So it can provide them a lunch. They do so many things for this town and for the seniors and for the kids. So that's where that money is going to go. On the list, as of today, we had 76 members. And that's not counting AJ Manufacturing.
So 77.
So we're doing well. I'm still trying to reach 100 by the end of the year. So
20-something.
So
24 more.
Keep talking.
If all of us bring in one new member, we got.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Oh, I did at Community Day again. It's I'm. I don't do Facebook well, but I do talk. And somebody came to the TBA booth and said, you know, my father, he's older and doesn't drive. He's not an invalid. She said, you know, I have to pick him up. We have no transport. We have no livery in this area. We have no cabs. We have no buses. Looking in our little shopper guide, there was an advertisement for somebody who does pick up and delivery.
Oh, I did not know that.
So I called him. I did. I am going to send him some TBA information. He lives in Woodstock.
Okay.
But he does portal to portal service. He does. He charges per mile. Seniors get a discount. He'll take you to Logan. He'll take your animal to the vet.
Cool.
That's good to know.
He goes to the major airports, Bradley, JF Green. He goes to Mass General. He'll take you shopping. So he's one that I'm going to follow up and hopefully get him as a member of this group because we don't have that.
No,
nice.
No, that'd be awesome.
So cool. I'll keep you informed on that. I'll be talking to him some more. No, I'm done.
Brian, is Mr. Alicia?
No.
No.
No, his name is Sean Maddox.
That's
and
true.
His grandmother tells him that Sean is spelled the right way with five letters.
like Sean Cassidy.
Yeah.
All right, Sandy, you're up.
All right. Well, I'm going to go over... A
couple different segments here.
Yeah,
start with the...
but I one bit just got taken away. I was going to talk about Community Day, but Brian's...
Oh, nice.
So, yay. All right, so I'm going to go over our boring treasurer's report. In our main account, we have $1,161.46. We have an outstanding check to WNIY for $80. Renewals will be going out. I'm supposed to do it in November. Renewals start in January, so those will be kind of heading out your way. The Weekend Warrior account has currently $3,287.39 in it. There is an outstanding check to Cargill. Picked it up today, has brand new tires, so we feel a lot safer. For Community Day, I just wanted to kind of like, I just wanted to let you guys know where the big hunk of money went for that came out of that account. We started stockpiling our school deliveries and our senior deliveries. Our next week. Next week starts the school delivery, so we stocked up on like our basics, peanut butter, tuna, stuff like that. We caught it on sale, so we bought a bunch of it. And then every year, Walmart had helped us and donated the bags that we stuffed to give to the kids and the seniors, but they did not donate it this year, so we had to buy them. So that was like another $400 and something. And then we bought ice cream, 400 and something pieces of ice cream that was handed out on Community Day. That was awesome. Some of these expenses also had to do with the truck. We got it lettered. The alternator went, so we had to have it towed, and an alternator put in it, and some gas. So I just wanted to break down those larger expenses for you guys. The backup account for the Weekend Warriors has currently $10,827.12. The Thanksgiving account has $298.80, and the golf tournament account has $500 in it. That's our standing money for next year. I was going to talk about, and that's it with boring numbers. If anybody has any questions about numbers, yay. Okay, good. I was going to talk, give a recap about Community Day, but Brian kind of wrapped it up. It was successful. It was so much fun. We gave out frisbees, beach balls, a bunch of candy. Kids loved it. Parents came over and talked. We had less sign or. Stand with everybody's business card. People ask questions about different businesses. It was like a really, really like Community Day. It was wonderful. It was really wonderful. We signed up new seniors for the Weekend Warrior program. Talked to some people who didn't know about it. Like, it was just a lot of fun. We were tried to keep all the TBA people sort of together. So we like all just helped each other. It was just super, super fun. So that's the Community Day thing. I totally like encourage people next year, set up your own booth. It's really a lot of fun.
And if you don't want to do a booth, volunteer
for TBA. Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you don't want to do booth, come help us. Because, yeah, we were there all day. Like, we were helping. Yeah. Another thing, every year, TBA, I don't know, the new members probably don't know this, but every year, well, actually, for 32 years, the Quinnipiac Fire Department has been sponsoring or offering a Thanksgiving dinner free of charge to anybody who needs a place to go. A couple years ago, when Charlene Langlois was the president of TBA, so like in 2016, 17, she brought it on board, and TBA started helping her. So I have some flyers about the Thanksgiving dinner. Anyone can go. We can deliver. We have just no place to go. There's no questions asked. Just show up and have Thanksgiving with us. So that'll be coming up, obviously, on Thanksgiving Day. We've got some help from some of the local farms. Blackmer Farm is helping. The new Woodstock Tavern that's going to be opening at the end of the month, they help us get, like, all our supplies Table Talk Pies donates to us every year, us and the Quinnipiac Fire Department. So if you know anybody or know some place you can post this so that'll get like some traffic, please come grab one. We'll advertise in the Shopper's Guide, and we're going to be
Is that on the website yet?
Yes. Jody designed this. So it made the website.
Let me ask, are we going to go back to the Thanksgiving Eve prep?
Yep, we always have that.
Well, we didn't have it last year.
Yes, we did.
We didn't need it. Or we didn't need enough.
We have, you know what, usually we holler out to TBA and say, hey, we need people. Last year what happened is, we had to turn people away because we had too much help. The Little League sent out a notice that we were looking for help, and we got I was getting calls that morning, Thanksgiving morning, Thursday, the night before for prep. But yeah, we always need volunteers. I'm saying we always need volunteers, but I'll be honest, that's what happened last year. We had to turn people away. There were so many. Another quick, Amanda from REC could not be here tonight, but I've talked to her a bit about if you were here last month, we talked about the Christmas bazaar thing that's going to happen. There's going to be like a tree raffle inside here. We've got the date change, so I want to tell everybody it's now going to be Friday, December 8th from 4 to 8 o'clock. The VFW ladies are going to be serving food inside. There are going to be horse and carriage rides. We got permission to shut down the entire Main Street from Riverside Park all the way down Main Street to Duhamel Pond, the entrance to Duhamel Pond. We're going to start with the horse and carriage rides in the park, take you here, get another one, go back, kind of like something like that. There'll be spots for, Sarah and I kind of counted, I think there's going to be spots for like 55 vendors. In the library parking lot, we only can put nonprofits. So, for instance, I'm going to set up a booth that does with wrapping paper. So we will wrap presents. If anybody buys anything, we'll wrap presents. We're going to have also selling cocoa for 50 cents. But like, so TBA members who are just going to like offer service can set up here in front of like the library door. But then if you're selling stuff or know people who want to have things, wares to sell, they will go all the way around the library up until Duhamel Pond.
Nice.
We're looking for carolers. And she's going to find somebody who can play like instruments. She has an accordion friend who's going to go around and like just play music. We're going to have like lights. Someone told me that Eversource will help us hang lights if we get a hold of them, which would be cool.
What?
We just have to present them with the item, so we'll talk to Rec about it. But I don't even care if I have to donate them. But we're gonna have Eversource help us hang lights. Like, it's just
nice. What about asking the school? We were just there yesterday. The music department. They taught them to do caroling and stuff.
Cool. Yeah, because they do that. That modern music group does that.
That's great.
What the people that were playing.
And you have a group.
I have
you have a guitar. So yeah. The thing is that there's going to be, that's a lot of space, right? Like, that's a lot of space to cover from Riverside Park to, so we could have somebody down that end where it starts, where the horse is going to be and stuff, and then have them in different spots, or they could be walking around, or we could have a lot of music. Like, it doesn't have to be just.
I volunteer to be inside.
Try
playing the guitar when it's 10 degrees.
It's not going to be that cold.
This is no issue.
You never know.
Yeah. It's not ice. We
had ice on Halloween.
So if you know somebody who sells stuff, I think it's going to start being posted soon. I just measured everything, or sort of measured everything for Amanda. She was supposed to come, but her daughter was sick. But that's going to be a super fun thing. So if anybody, you know anybody who sells stuff, or you want to set up a booth and just kind of give stuff away to be Christmassy, or just want to come help the community and help us like get it ready, like definitely reach out. Oh, and then, but I was supposed to, it'd be better if we had a little committee. So real quick, does anybody want to be on the committee with me?
I will.
You just raise your hand. Let more people raise your hands. All right. So I guess Allie and I are going to be on the committee.
Got to start.
And Sarah's going to be on the committee. She deserves her hand. And Brian. Yeah. So Sarah, Brian, Allie, and me.
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool. So we will meet with Rec and we'll get like all the details. Okay. Yeah. That's it.
Okay, cool. So we're moving on to the Teague Report, and Ann or Joanne couldn't be here tonight. So I just have a very short little email from Ann that says they are very busy in their three markets with deliveries, senior benefits counseling, youth service programs, play group, and more. And we are meeting many households who need our heating assistance programs. We are anticipating a very busy year in many areas. And our new youth advisory board has begun to meet weekly. We had over 20 middle schoolers at the first meeting. They will be identifying things they want to see for youth in the committee and working together with Teague and the school to make it happen. The first area of interest are increased bike rack space at the schools. So that's the Teague report.
Okay.
That's done. Kira.
So the big news that's relevant mostly to this group is we kicked off the 65 Main Street planning project last week. For those of you who haven't heard all of this going back for years, the town owns the building at 65 Main Street, owned it for years, been vacant for 12 years, I was able to write for and get some grants for both renovation and for planning of the future facility, which has been proposed as some form of small business support center. And one of those grants, being a planning grant, involves a year-long public engagement workshop process, monthly meetings for 12 months. The first one was last week, so we've got 11 to go. Now, there were members of TBA there. Dan was there, Brian was there, and Stephanie was there for a little while. I would like to see a lot more involvement from this group because the small business community that exists or will exist in the future in Thompson is the one whose needs we want most to meet. So the next session is going to be Thursday, the 9th of November, here from 6 to 8 p.m., and what we're going to be doing is something that we've done before, which is an interactive planning card game. There's topics on cards, you get placed on a team, you distribute the cards, and then you use those as thought prompts to talk about what's important to you. And that will include concepts like how the business center is going to operate. What about the design of the building and the design of the site? There's an element of this project that involves a landscaping part of the site, which includes between three and three and a half acres of Riverside Park, which is currently inaccessible for a very novel, sustainable landscaping theory. That actually took up a lot of last week's meeting because the consultant that we hired was here and was kind of the shiny new object in the room, and it's super cool. But anyway, so the concepts for all of the project will be there for people to look at, read, decide, this is important to me, this is not important to me, this is kind of interesting but not important, until we come up with consensus. We've done these interactive sessions before. People love them. They really do generate high quality conversations. So I would encourage you all to mark your calendars. I'll be sending Jody and Allie flyers to distribute to all of you. I do need to have RSVPs for this one because I formed the teams ahead of time. But anyway, so last week we went over the whole project, the purpose, the history, the landscaping element. And then there was an hour of open discussion. How is it going to connect to the school community, the career pathways that they're putting in place there? How can we create synergy? So over the course of this year, what we hope, with the information we're able to gather together in this discussion process, I and my project partners will then write the master plan, we'll go out for more grants, and then, you know, within a couple of years, we hope to have that thing up and running so that we can have things like office share space, meeting and event space. Like, what are the needs that you guys can't fulfill for yourselves working off your kitchen tables, right? Because we have no inventory of storefronts or office space that exists now. So how do we bridge some of those gaps? So again, it's Thursday the 9th, 6 to 8 p.m. here. Please email your RSVP if you'd like to be part of it, planner@thompsonct.org.
I'm blasting through this because I don't want to take up a lot of your time. And I also always like to include a little time for Q&A. Any questions you have about what's going on in town, I will do my best to answer, whether it's directly related to the business association or not. Always happy to try to be a liaison in that way.
If you send me an email with the, then I can distribute it to everybody too.
Sure, so. Yeah. I sent it yesterday.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's that five.
Yep, got it.
And in fact, I think Jody and Allie also both already have.
Cool. I mean, I just want to say, well, we're on this topic because I have it on the agenda to talk about a little bit later too, and there's really no need for that. Really, the only point that I want to make is anybody, please think of things. You know, what kind of program, like Tara just said, you know, what kind of, how could you use that space as in a small business development center? And also, like, what kind of programs, like, what kind of programming would you like to see? I was talking about it before, like classes and stuff like that. Or what kind of program could you host if you have some knowledge that you'd like to share with the community, which might get you exposure for your business, but also, you know, bring opportunity to all the other members that need that program. So, I think that about covers it.
Yeah, and it is going to be a key component is that community participation. And I mention this all the time when I talk about this. I can sit down at my desk and generate ideas at an alarming rate, right? I mean, I'm a planner by profession and by nature. But all of those ideas mean nothing if they are not taken up by the actual community that it's meant to serve, right? I am not a small business owner or entrepreneur. So what I imagine you may need may in fact not be what you need. So that is what your contribution is. And then at the end, we've got something ultimately that has the potential to be very innovative, really a model for other communities. You see incubator spaces and workshare spaces in metropolitan areas all the time. There is no reason why one cannot succeed in a semi-rural suburban area, right? In fact, there's probably a greater need for it in a semi-rural suburban area because there are not other resources a 5-minute walk down the block, right? We have greater gaps and needs to fill. So there's alternatives in life. You can accept that those resources don't exist, in which case this is not a community of opportunity, or you can create a community of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So that is really what we're after here. So again, just RSVP to me for the 9th, planner@thompsonct.org, and I will get you on my list. You can take part in one session or in the remaining 11 as your interests interest of time allows. The more voices and perspectives we get in this, the stronger the project is going to be.
I also thought of this as she was talking. A few of us here were at the school yesterday for the ribbon cutting. They just opened up a culinary arts program. So there, if anybody doesn't know this, the Thompson School High School has a pretty incredible career paths program, which I didn't realize until we went there yesterday. It's not like high school when I went where you got a wood shop and a home ec class. I mean, they've got a bunch of different career paths. Like the new culinary arts program is a beautiful new commercial kitchen, completely brand new, with a little cafe, which they haven't announced any actual hours that the cafe will be open yet, but they're working on that. So, and then we went around the whole school and looked at all the other pathway programs, and it's amazing what they're doing up there. And then to be able to take that and tie it into the Small Business Development Center so that when there's students that are coming out of high school that are like, I want to start a business, but the first thing I'm going to do is get out of Thompson because there's nothing here for me. So we want to create that opportunity to benefit the community.
Very cool.
Okay, moving on to Brian again for the economic development report.
Yeah, and one of the things I was going to touch on was the the ribbon cutting for the culinary arts, because TBA was invited. Of course, EDC, Dan and I represent EDC. Tiara was the planner. We had a pretty good showing there. And that is something that I've been kind of liaison to that Pathways program for a few years. If you remember, a year or two ago, I was asking everybody who would be interested in speaking to the kids, because I had gone there and they were polling the kids. Who would you like to hear from in the business community? Somebody to go in and speak. I've gone in and spoken to them about franchises, small business, working for a big company. You know, there's a lot of experience I've had over the years. Dan's gone in because they wanted to talk to somebody who works with their hands in construction. And I'm still open to keeping our TBA group involved as they ask for it. So keep that in mind if you are interested in sharing. It's a nice, they only get the kids, the ones who are interested. If you're going to talk about insurance, they're not going to have somebody who wants to be a brick mason. Generally, unless he really wants to know about insurance too. You know what I mean? You'd have an audience that would actually ask you questions and actually not be falling asleep. So, like Dan said, it's amazing what they have. They have an AV program with a green screen and everything. I told them when I was a kid, you know, AV was two guys with a big camera and then they had a lot of keys for some reason. And I also shared with the kids, I got suspended from school for signing up for home ec.
Oh yeah, because it wasn't, yeah.
The girls could take wood, but the guys were not allowed to take home ec.
You got suspended?
I got suspended.
You were doing it as a joke, right?
No.
Oh.
No. Why would I not want to cook unless I was 17 and already get married?
Well, I was trying to figure out why you got suspended. I thought.
Yeah, no, they didn't allow boys to. It's changed. They have a CNA program. They're going to have a firefighter program. They have wood and metal. They're expanding the welding program.
Yeah.
All of this is an opportunity for you and your business. Maybe mentor somebody. Maybe take on summer help, depending what you do.
Will you have them want to be a web developer?
Yeah, Future Business Owners of America.
There's a whole marketing and media department up there. Like,
what?
Yeah. The reason we talk about this is because, yes, it can involve
you. I think so.
Anyway, on with the rest of EDC. We had reported one new business putting in a cert, even though they had already registered in March. That was KC Carpentry on Blake Road. We did agree to pay for mulch. The ribbon cutting at Milltown Grill was part of our agenda. Because that's one of our TBA businesses. It's very visible in town. We wanted to show off the landscaping at the corner. And also celebrate its 15th year in business. That's Dan Rainey. So EDC had voted to help pay for advertising package, the landscaping materials, which Donahue Landscaping brought the mulch. Another one of our businesses. We did talk about the Community Day business. So we had the pick business of the year, which, by the way, was American Rental.
Yes.
He was almost floored with gratitude and humility.
Aww.
It was really cool. We talked about the 11th Village Progress, which, of course, you know those three sheds are going away. They will be used in other areas in town, though. So they're not going to waste. It's just because of the lack of sincere interest, we just couldn't continue with the 11th Village Progress or project. I think that covers enough for now. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Winnie Radio Report. Gary Brogna from Pespy Dead and Sarah James from Flawless Cleaning are going on the radio with Gary O and Missy next Tuesday morning. And for next month, Chris has signed up, but that's it. So we have an opening for next month for anybody that wants to go on Winnie Radio. Does everybody know about that opportunity? You can go right on our website under the members area
click on Winnie Radio and select a time. We take two businesses on the radio every month. It's the third Tuesday of the month. And you just go on there and talk with Gary and have a good time. And it's a lot of people are like nervous about it. They don't want to go on the radio, but it's really, Gary is a master and he just like leads you through it and you have a wonderful time and it's great. So,
and I remind people, you can go to our website and see actual footage of right people being interviewed. Because when we say it's easy, maybe you won't believe it. It's like, yeah, I don't like talking to people. But he really does make it, and I've done it, and I don't really enjoy that, especially at, 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever
it's
we have to
say. And you can even give Gary a little index card or something like the talking points on of things that you do and don't want him to talk about, so that's always good too.
I know the first time I went, I showed up like 25 minutes early and like sweated profusely.
Like, oh, I think we all
did. What did I get into?
Yeah.
But now I love it. I go as much as I can.
It's
so
fun.
Okay, Allie, you're up.
So our data is looking phenomenal for the group and for the page. So for our group, for the first time in months, Matt, you are not the top poster.
Oh, wow. Matt stepped
down. Vicky has beat him by 5 posts.
Who did Vicky?
Vicky.
We need a trophy. We need something.
We need something to pass around.
I
was pretty excited. So there is a little bit of.
I know a guy that can make that.
Right.
We need to. So for the top posters of the month, it was Vicky, then Matt. Still holding in. We got to knock him a little bit further down. Then it's actually between Flawless and Your Page today. So you guys are actually catching up to Vicky.
Oh, wow.
So we got like a little race going on right now.
I'm going to have to talk to my marketing team.
Uh-oh.
I'm something job at right now. So 213 people from September 13th to now have actively been posting. That's a crew. That's anybody who's posted once or commented, and it's counting how many times they're engaging in the group. So there's 213 people actively engaging. For viewing, which is anybody looking up our group along with our page, we have hit 6,505 people in a month who are looking up Thompson Business Association and clicking on our group as well as looking at our Facebook page.
Cool.
For our engagement, which is, how many posts are coming out in the month, we've had 192 posts. That excludes any spam, anything that came through that may have not been a member. All that has been out, but that's 192 posts that are being viewed and engaged with. That's up 18% than where we were last month. For some reason, Tuesday at 8 a.m. seems to be the best day everybody's active. That's our most active time. I don't know why Tuesday. Maybe everyone's finally accepted that
it's not Monday.
I don't know.
The most engaged posts are actually from Flawless. Your posts about helping people with an event that was coming up or the suggestion for someone with a birthday got the most views, along with your posts in general actually driving a lot of people to look us up. Cleaning is one of the main things driving people to our group right now, along with networking, and then our mixer posts. So the mixer that was held at Donahue Lawn Care actually is driving 32% of our searches right now.
Wow.
That photo we took with LB with our hands like this keeps popping up in the search engine and is leading people to look for us, and we're now being recognized by Meta for the business mixers, which means people know they can come, join this group, look at us, and have fun. We are trending in the following areas. Thompson, Connecticut, 239 people look us up daily on Facebook in Thompson, Connecticut. 34 are looking us up in Putnam, 25 are looking us up in Woodstock, and Webster and Dudley both are sitting at 21 per day of how many people are looking us up in those areas. So we're doing phenomenal as far as exposure goes. So I definitely would keep recommending, keep sharing, keep posting, and we're probably all doing this. So.
Absolutely. And it's good for your own businesses too, because my business Facebook page has started to get more followers and more traction because they're coming there from the TVA. So yeah, it's really good all around.
And shares especially, but any of that stuff, shares, likes, comments, Facebook loves that. So as you're going through it, you see somebody's posting the group,
take a second to just at least like it. But if you share it or comment on it, Facebook is where.
And where the Tom's Physical Location has a physical Facebook page, when you post a photo on your own wall, you can choose to tag somebody. You can tag the Facebook page, and that will actually put you in the feed automatically on the Facebook page, which is viewed more than just the group. That's actually viewed by Facebook publicly. It's the same as like a public bulletin. They don't need to be in the group to see that, and it's sharing you to the audience and the areas that we were in.
Nice. Thank you, Allie.
Yay.
Okay.
This room's in and
out. Thank you for coming, Jim.
Have a great night. Thanks for coming.
Go to the website and sign up for WIMY. Yeah. Good to see you.
Thank you for coming.
Bye. I'll see you next week. Bye.
And thanks for coming.
Thursday. Be there or be square. Huh?
I'll be there.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, I'm sorry for being late. My name is Chris Nelson, and I own System Solutions of New England LLC. I build and repair troubleshooting networks, whether they be commercial or residential. I do the same thing with computers. I also build computers, and I got a referral from Sandy today.
Yesterday.
And this will be my fifth computer already for October.
Nice.
That I'm going to be building. The medium to high-end computers. If anybody wants to talk to me, I guarantee you I can make a big computer probably better than anybody out there. So, but if you have any computer problems, just give me a call. Thank you.
We'll talk over lunch.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, good.
Okay, Sandy, Weekend Warrior Report.
Okay, so I write anything down, but I can tell you that we received the list of families from the school, and the need has, or at least the families who signed up, has increased by over 10%.
Wow.
The total number of families that we have now is 48 families, and the total number of people, because keep in mind we also feed their family members, is 206, which is a lot. And our senior citizen families went up dramatically. We learned at Community Day that we really are not, there are a lot of seniors out there that didn't even know the program existed. We signed up some that day, and since then, we must have given out a bunch of applications because they keep coming in. Right now, we're up to 81 families to deliver to. And I had this idea, and I'm just going to throw it out there because Sarah and I have been talking that we are not hitting a certain group of people. People don't know that we're there, and there's people that don't go on social media. So I've been saying that what we want to do, I know these people that don't go on social media do open the shopper's guide every week. But I've been afraid. I've been afraid to post something, to put an ad in the shopper's guide because I'm afraid of how many people we'll get calls from. And I certainly don't have the time to field those calls. I will make sure they get fed, but I don't have time to sign them up. I don't have time to answer the phone. So I came up with a plan. Charlene Langlois, her mom, Jackie, I don't know if anybody knows Jackie. I have an extra phone line that I use just during tax season. I'm going to give her that phone, use that phone number, put an ad in the shopper's guide. She's going to have the application. I'll man her with an applications. I'll set up a spreadsheet for her, envelopes, stamps. I'll give her everything, and she's going to field those calls. The only time I'll have to get my hands in it is when the applications come in. They'll come to me, and I'll put them on the routes that they fit.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
Would it make your life easier if I do some kind of online sign up for Weekend Warrior?
They don't use this app.
But that I think
people that don't use socials don't.
Right.
I know there's a lot of people that
do. A smartphone might.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what from talking to the people during Community Day and the people that we did sign up, that's what we've determined that they don't know. They don't. Oh. If they had social media, they would have known by now because we're sharing everything everywhere.
But Shopper's Guide, yeah, you're right.
They open that every week.
Flyer in their bags every week that says, "Do you know a friend?" And then they can refer.
Yeah, that's actually a great idea. I'll put something together.
Postcard or something like that.
So crazy. If anybody can help next week, I just want to tell you, I already explained how crazy I've been working. But next week is the first delivery to our kids for the school year. It also falls on the same day as our senior deliveries. And our pickup day, just because the way the weeks fell, we are not picking up food until Tuesday, and we have to pack, what's that, 48 and 81, 129 bags between Tuesday evening and Thursday morning. We have literally less than 48 hours to get everything packed. And that means also shopping if we have to fill in some blanks. So I am looking for help next Tuesday between 4 and 7. And then I'm also looking for help on Tuesday 4 to 7, Wednesday from noon to until we're done. So if anybody can help, even for an hour somewhere in that period of time, or if you can help at any other time, like, just tell me. It's after extensions are done. I feel like I'm going to have 40 million hours in my day at that point. So I will go down, even if we get a few filled, that will be an accomplishment. Because there's only so much time in the day, and we have a lot to get done. So I would appreciate it.
And where is everybody meeting for that?
It's at the mill across the street, Tower 3. Our Weekend Warriors headquarters is on the second floor. Go up at Tower 3. Call ahead of time. And I'll make sure that the door is open because there is a code on the door. So definitely call me, call Sarah, email the TBA page, or post it on Facebook. Anything, any way you can get a hold of us, get a hold of us. We'll add. Allie is taking care.
So Weekend Warriors has an email too. It's the Weekend Warriors.
The Weekend Warrior.
At Gmail. If you email that directly and let me know you're going to volunteer, I add you to the sheet and give it to Sandy and let her know. You can also, if you email that and want to sign up for the newsletter, that will put out all information relating to the Weekend Warriors.
Right. And she's got a great handle on it all, and the only reason I'm making this plea is because we've got literally less than 48 hours.
And I
recommend
calling or texting before you show up.
Huh?
There's shit service over there.
I'm going to keep the door open. It's hard because the mill is so secure. There's a door on the, there's a lock on the outside, a coded lock on the outside. Our door is locked, but I'll make sure that night, I'm going to try and make sure that stays open. And so people, if they want to just come in, and I'll post signs showing them how to get to our room. So if you've got free time, we'll take you.
Well, she's on the Weekend Warrior thing. The school sent this letter thanking everybody for their participation in the Weekend Warrior program and how much all of your help is appreciated. So this is a copy of it. I'm gonna frame the original and put it up in the Weekend Warriors headquarters.
Cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We make a huge difference, huge, huge difference in people's lives. So we're going to we talked about doing like a couple pop-up experiences, one in June at the school that's out, and one closer to Christmas time. I spoke to the pastor at Creation Church, and we're going to partner with them. They do coat and blanket drives, so we're going to do a coat, blanket, and like warm stuff drives, like hats and gloves and stuff like that. So for our pop-up in December that we're trying to coordinate right before Christmas, we'll bring the food, they'll bring the warm clothes, and we'll set up locations
awesome.
To give that away too.
Nice. Awesome. All set?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Can I talk about the Warriors for 2 seconds?
Sure.
So we brought it up, I think, a couple months ago about doing a basket for the seniors for Christmas. Sandy and I were talking this week about it. Black Friday has amazing deals, as we all know. I love Black Friday. but I would like to see, and this could be a monetary, this could be whatever you wanted to do, I would love to see 10 businesses in Thompson say, I'm going to give $100 so that I can shop on Black Friday and get them new toasters, new mini dashes, because I'm thinking like $10 items. There's 85 people, if everyone puts, you know, we've got $1,000 that we can buy 85 mini dashes, or 85 toasters, or blenders, or Keurigs, whatever we can do. So if anybody wants to volunteer for that or donate funds or whatever that looks like, get a hold of me and we're going to try to get that figured out.
We'll get it.
Cool. All right. Chris and Celeste, you have all the awesome stuff that happened at the golf tournament last week, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was.
Oh, no.
It was more than that. That was almost a month
ago. Time goes by so fast. It was warm then.
For our fifth year, we had another very successful golf tournament. We raised $16,279.
Woohoo!
All that goes to the Weekend Warrior Project.
and had to buy to purchase food. We got incredible feedback from people as far as, you know, the how they like the tournament. And we're already scheduled for the third Friday of September of next year, which is September 20th. And we already, the first, just to give you an idea, the first year that we had a golf tournament, we had 11 foursomes. This year, we have 28, and the most you can have is 36. So we're almost maxed out as it is, and even the pro at the Thompson, the raceway says, we run an incredible golf tournament, and it shows. So that's about it. I mean, we thank everybody. We have an incredible group of people that work on it, and we have an incredible group of volunteers that also, that help us helping the tournament succeed. And like I said, we look forward to doing it again next year. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you. I was fielding some calls when we returned from vacation. Some of the vendors that I work with every day through insurance, I talked to some of the other marketing reps for some of the carriers that I write for and that our agency writes for, and they're already asking for the information for next year's tournament.
Nice. That's awesome. All right, cool. That's about it for tonight. So we just have to draw the business of the month. Brian, if you wouldn't mind grabbing the box.
Is everybody going on, guys? I just want, because I'm also on the board of Thompson Together, I just want to remind you all that the first of the two candidate nights for the municipal elections is tomorrow at the high school auditorium.
Meet the candidates is tomorrow?
It's not the meet the candidates, it's the candidates night. It's essentially a debate. So there's two of them. There's one tomorrow, and there's one on the 18th, which is
what time is it? Next Wednesday.
That's right, next Wednesday.
I can't do that one. What time tomorrow night? Where?
6 to 9:15 up at the high school auditorium. They're going to do two of the major boards each night. Tomorrow night is Board of Selectmen and Board of Education. And then next week will be Planning and Zoning and Board of Finance. So it's an opportunity to hear the candidates speak their positions based on questions posed in writing by the audience. So,
thanks for sharing that. I didn't know.
Municipal elections are the most important elections that you vote in.
All right. Business of the month, John.
Business of the month. Now, as you know, you can not have won within the last 6 months to make it fair.
Forever.
Well, it's a rolling 6 months. So.
Okay, forever.
Right. Yeah.
Kids just saying.
But if you won a year ago, you couldn't have won 6 months ago, when you can win.
Can you just pull Sarah's leaf?
Maddie, you know, me too. Maddie, you're typewriter ready. Get ready.
I didn't put mine in
because
David
Hometown Bank won last week, month, so.
System solution?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Solution. Can I put that on myself
or
no?
It's magnetic.
Okay. No. And then,
it's not magnetic. I shook the block.
Can you do it in last week?
Does anybody?
I'll be able to do that.
Does anybody have any announcements they would like to make?
Can you make one for system solutions?
Okay. That's it then. I will. Our next meeting is on November 8th. Same time, same place, and our meeting is adjourned at 6:44. Thank you for coming. If everybody could just move their chair back on the pile in the back, it'll make everybody's life easy.
Does anybody want to grab a Thanksgiving flyer?